to red carpet events and all of that kind of stuff. But I love that she's, you know, trying to make it more public, and I don't want to say normalizing, because you can't normalize a disease like that, but at the same time, making it less awkward for, I think, a lot of people.
Trying to take away the stigma of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Kurt Warner is celebrating a birthday. Retired quarterback who led the St. Louis Rams to their Super Bowl 34 victory against the Tennessee Titans. He was actually the MVP in that game. He is 53 years old. Stephen Page, who's the former Bare Naked Lady singer. He's actually second cousins with Canadian superstar Snow. He is celebrating his 54th birthday. Stephen, not Snow, by the way. Stephen left the group in the mid 2000s, around 2009, because it's 2024, so that, you know, he could pursue a solo career. I wonder how that's going for him these days. Josh Whedon is celebrating a birthday. He's known for the Avengers and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He's also the creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly. He is 60 years old this weekend. Author Dan Brown is celebrating a 60th birthday as well. He's written Angels and Demons, The Da Vinci Code, The Lost Symbol, Inferno, and the fifth book in the series, Origin. Doug Savant is celebrating a birthday. He is 60. He played Tom on Desperate Housewives. He was also one of the first openly gay characters on TV as Matt on Melrose Place. I remember when that was a scandal. Oh my goodness. There were headlines all over the place because there was a gay character on TV. Oh, yeah. Oh boy. Amy Brenneman, I swear that the world ended at that moment in time. Dr. Violet Turner is her probably most known role on Private Practice. She is 60 years old. Didn't she have her own show? It had Judge Tyne Daly in it as well, where she played a judge. I can't remember what it was called off the top of my head. Kip Winger is celebrating a birthday this weekend. He's 63. He's the superstar who brought us Winger. 17, one of their big hits. Headed for a Heartbreak as well. It was all about the late 80s and a lot of eye makeup and a lot of hair for Winger is essentially what it was. Erin Brockovich Ellis is celebrating her 64th birthday. She is the underestimated legal clerk who led a legendary lawsuit against an electric company that was dumping chemicals into ponds near their facility. If you remember way back in the day, Julia Roberts won an Oscar for playing her on screen. Tracy Polin is celebrating a birthday. She is 64 years old. She is better known as Michael J. Fox's better half. She's his lovely wife. She has actually played his girlfriend on Family Ties. That was how they met. And so they've been together ever since. Frances McDormand is celebrating a birthday today. Oh, I love her. She is 67 years old. She's won two Academy Awards for Best Actress, one in 1997 for Fargo, the other one in 2018 for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. She's also the awesome mom and Almost Famous. Joel Cohen of the Cohen brothers shares a marital bed with her. They've been married quite a few years.
For a long time.
Yeah. Randy Jackson was an American Idol judge when the show first aired. He was on it for quite some time before he finally quit. Then he reunited with Journey. He is celebrating his 68th birthday.
Yeah, dog.
I know this is a long list. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this list. It just keeps getting better and better as we get into like some of these older staples of entertainment. Cyndi Lauper is celebrating a birthday today. 71 years old for Cyndi Lauper. Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Time After Time, Shebop, all through the Night, and the original version of True Colors. Nils Lofgren is celebrating as well. He is 73 years old. He's the guitarist in Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. He also played on Neil Young's After the Gold Rush album when he was only 17 years old. My goodness. Oh. Think of having that kind of talent at 17. Yeah. That's insanity. Mm-hmm. Joey Kramer, who is the drummer for Aerosmith, is 74. Meryl Streep is celebrating her 75th birthday. Oh, my husband will not be celebrating her. She has received 21 Oscar nominations. She has won three in 1980 for Kramer versus Kramer. She won an Oscar in 1983 for Sophie's Choice, then again in 2012 for The Iron Lady. Lindsay Wagner, who's the Bionic Woman, she is celebrating her 75th birthday this weekend. Yeah, she's awesome as well. Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court Justice, is celebrating his 76th birthday. He gets to celebrate his birthday and then go on break later today. Well, that's a good life to have. Now, this is an interesting one because we mentioned family ties a little bit earlier with Tracy Poland celebrating. Both Meredith Baxter and Michael Gross, who played Elise and Stephen Keaton, are celebrating this weekend. Wow. They're both 77 years old. They both celebrate on the exact same day, which is
something about
cool.
That family ties show. That, right? I don't know. It's crazy. Mom and dad and a girlfriend.
Right?
Crazy.
The roots go deep on that one. Ted Shackelford, who played Gary Ewing on the Dallas spinoff Knott's Landing, is 78 years old this weekend. Ray Davies, who is the leader of the Kinks, You Really Got Me, was one of their big hits. He is 80 years old. He swears that their song Lola wasn't about his own adventure with anybody in particular. Mm-hmm. It was the band's manager, Robert, who went down an interesting road in life. Ray swears by that. Still to this day, listen to the song. You'll know what we're talking about.
What an underrated songwriter. Just a fantastic. Yeah. So many great Kinks songs. Yeah.
We have the Kinks, like from the 80s version. Maybe we'll pull that out next hour. If I'd ever shut up, we could actually get back to music.
Well, there's a long list here today.
This is a long list. Kris Kristofferson is 88 years old this weekend. And then finally, Bernie Kopell, who played Doc on The Love Boat and Siegfried on Get Smart, 91 years old
shut
for Bernie Kopell. I know,
wow.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Whoa. Now, Doc has been around for a while, hasn't he?
A long time. Still iconic, though, and still pretty darn amazing.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary this weekend, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember to add somebody to the list. Just text us. It's that easy. 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the forecast, because showers and thunderstorms likely today, tonight, and into tomorrow. Some strong storms, some heavy rain possible. Corey Hartman's going to tell you all about that in just a few minutes. We'll have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Watch the Baraboo fireworks from the best view in town, the Boo U campus. Friends of the Campus is throwing a party in the campus cafe and balcony. Join them for fireworks with friends July 4th starting at 6 p.m. Enjoy food and beverages along with music by Boo U alumni Shondell Marks. And you can support the campus with scholarships for area students. Tickets are available online at friendsofthecampus.org. Have a happy Independence Day.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first presidential debate of the 2024 election will be held in less than a week. Former President Trump holding policy meetings with advisors, including J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, and President Biden preparing at Camp David with his advisors. ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott has more.
This is going to look and feel a whole lot different. There will be no live studio audience, no staff interactions once they get on that debate stage. You remember those past debates that turned into shouting matches between President Biden and former President Donald Trump? Well, this time around, the candidates' microphones will only be turned on when it is their turn to speak.
The hot weather is still the big story from the plains through the Northeast. The heat causing major travel disruptions in the Northeast Corridor on Thursday. More records could be broken today. Wildfires still raging out of control in New Mexico. Two people have died so far. And cleanup along the Texas Gulf Coast continues from Tropical Storm Alberto. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Rock County District Attorney's Office, a Beloit Police Department officer will not face charges in the deadly shooting of a suspect that happened in April. The district attorney concluded that the Beloit Police Department officer acted lawfully and within his authority as a sworn officer. Officers conducted a welfare check on April 28th at a home and reported speaking with someone who was trying to remove the man, identified as Michael Ward, from the house. Ward allegedly had kicked a child and adult out of the home and threatened to blow it up. The person that called the police also detailed a history of mental health-related concerns for Ward. Officers tried to speak with Ward and were not able to, so they left the home after determining he was not committing any crimes or making threats at the time. Officers returned to the home 2 hours later after Ward allegedly threatened to kill the individual who called police. Officer Nicholas Rodenbeck fired his weapon to protect the life of the individual that reported the incident to police, noting that she was in danger from Ward's behavior. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms and storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 65.
99.7.
It's 8:11 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great Friday. Of course, we were talking about our birthdays this morning, and we mentioned that the lead singer of The Killers is celebrating. So I think somebody told me is more than appropriate on a Friday here on Max FM.
I said, heaven ain't close in a place like this. Bring it
The Killers and Somebody Told Me. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That was a good song this morning, Finn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Brandon Flowers, lead singer of the group, celebrating his 43rd birthday, which is why we pulled out some Killers this morning. Ah, okay, now good my stuff. Day can start. So over on the text line, we were talking about birthdays earlier. You know, we said Amy Brenneman was celebrating a birthday. I said she had a show that where she played a judge. I couldn't remember the name of it. I should have just thought really hard because Angie texted and she's like, it was Judging Amy. That was the name of the show.
Duh. Oh, man.
Oh,
that's why our listeners are the best, right?
They come
to our defense when we have completely lost our brains.
Absolutely. I love it, too. And I'm always appreciative. She also says there was less than 10 seconds of dead air after Van Halen. So I'm all good today.
Go.
So I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for the text this morning, Angie. Oh, my goodness. All right. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever been at the bar on the weekend? You hear Last Call. It's been a really long time since I've ever heard Last Call. And think, well, this would be a great time for me to go to the dentist.
No. Can't say I have.
Well, you're probably inebriated enough to go to the dentist at that point in time.
Now is the time.
It might be the optimal time. A new survey asked people which places they think should be open 24/7. And more than half of us think supermarkets and pharmacies should be open all the time. Now, there are some grocery stores that are, but it's definitely uncommon. It was more common before COVID, right? Like, you could find 24-hour pharmacies and grocery stores a lot easier than you can now. I mean, for goodness sakes, even Walmart's across the country close at 11 p.m. now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the
mm-hmm.
other results from this include primary doctors. 29% of people say that there should be primary doctors available at least 24/7. It's called an emergency room. That's essentially what it's called if you need mm-hmm. to go in. But I get it, you know, with insurances and costs of that, sometimes you got to pay higher deductibles and premiums when you go in because of so mm-hmm. you try to avoid that at all costs. The post office should also be open 24 hours. Well, no, it shouldn't be manned probably 24 hours. I mean, I don't know if they get paid at the Postal Service enough.
I don't think postal workers are going to take kindly to that.
Probably not. But, I mean, you can go into the main part where you can slip things into boxes. And if you've got a post office box, you can get your mail. Those are
and really, isn't it amazing
hours.
How far we've come over the years? Because it used to be the mail Monday through Saturday.
Right.
That was it.
Yes.
And now
yes.
I see mail trucks all the time.
Right.
It's like insane.
You can get mail. Some things come on Sundays. And if you're a Prime user, you know, there's a lot of things.
Yeah, you got Amazon Prime.
That's delivered a lot on Sundays. So we've actually come pretty far as getting stuff in a timely fashion. The bank is something else. 24% of people say should be open 24/7. It's called an ATM, people. You can do a lot of what you need to on an ATM, and you can also make phone calls because your online banking systems and, you know, those toll-free numbers are always, there's always somebody manning those, even on major holidays, and, you know, in case there's a lost or stolen card or something like that. There's usually somebody who will answer that. And I get it. If you lose your card, you can't go in and get one at, you know, 3 a.m. But where are you going at 3 a.m. that you need your card anyway?
True. Yeah.
The bars have just closed. They're already closed. You're not doing anything else.
Unless
go
you're
to
overseas
bed.
Somewhere and you're having
this
a great time and
this
then,
is
ooh,
true.
Where's my card?
ATMs and those toll-free numbers, they really do work amazingly well. But that's another genre where we've come a long way, because how many banks now will send you an alert if they notice weird charges on your phone?
My bank is great. I mean, they're the security stuff on, which is good, because I've had identity theft done to me like at least 3 times. It's crazy.
I just had to get a new card. It was my 4th time in 2 years. So, I'm right there. Dentists is another one that people say should be open 24/7. Who's lining up to go to the dentist anyway? I mean, really, is this something you want to do at 2 in the morning? I don't know very many people lined up to go to the dentist.
There's so many people that really don't like to go to the dentist. Oh. So if they're blotto and they're completely
After the bars close might be the optimal time to go to the dentist. Maybe not for the dentist, but for the patient, for sure. And then finally, auto shops and mechanics. 18% of people in this poll say there should be an auto shop or a mechanic open 24/7. I mean, and that one I kind of understand, because sometimes if you work a late shift, or you know, you work in the middle of the night, you're one of those third shift people, and then the car doesn't start, you're kind of in trouble if there's nowhere to take the car. So I kind of get that one. And that one, we haven't really come that far as mechanics and things. I mean, there's so far, I don't know of any AI that can just diagnose and fix your vehicle for you. I'm sure though that's coming. Elon Musk is probably working on it right now. That's probably the next thing he's going to tackle. Now, of course, this probably doesn't mean that 19% of us want to have our teeth cleaned, obviously, in the middle of the night. The point is that current hours of these businesses, usually weekdays 9 to 5 or sometimes even less, is just not enough to meet a lot of people's needs. And I guess that makes sense as well, because not everybody's working a normal shift. Some people have to sleep during the day because they do those overnight shifts, right? So it's hard to get up, you know, at 1 in the afternoon if you've just worked a 8 to 12 hour shift overnight. Now, maybe those are the hours that you're busy at work. Maybe they're so busy they need to be open more hours. Or maybe it's that when we experience a medical problem, we just want to be able to go in right away, even in a 24/7 kind of time period. But some of these things, we just sometimes you got to fork up the cash, right? Like going into the ER if it's in the middle of the night, because a lot of insurances are going to charge you.
You're going to pay for it. Yeah, but you have to do what you have to do. I mean,
well, and how many places don't even hardly have urgent care anymore? They just direct you right away to their emergency room, which is kind of a catch-22 because they know that there's higher premiums related to the ER. And it's, you know, there's a lot of medical facilities also very understaffed right now, and they have been since COVID. So I think that's eliminating some of the use of the urgent cares versus the ERs as well. And try to get into a doctor or a dentist right now. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, they're backed up until, what, November?
Yes. Do you know that Dexter has to have a teeth cleaning in July? July is when he has his teeth cleaned. Do you know when I made that appointment to get him in? I made that appointment. Take a guess. Take a wild guess.
January.
Yeah, it was the first week of January. I believe it was January 3rd that I made that appointment. We have to wait until July to get in for a teeth cleaning, if that tells you how backed
that
up some of these places are.
Yeah.
And I called our regular dentist, who actually sent me to this other dentist, because they're like, oh, it's going to be like November or December before you can even get in. I was like, what? Like a year for a dental appointment? I remember when I was growing up, I'm going to be the old lady on my stoop right now, that my mom would call, you know, if I needed a dental appointment, or you know, even just 5-10 years ago, I'd call, and like the next week they'd be like, sure, come in, or even later that week or whatever. And now we're waiting an entire year to go see our dentist. It's kind of insane.
Yeah, so I mean, even if you are aware of something where you say, oh, I should go to the doctor and have this checked out, you can't. I mean, you're going to be waiting months and months to go in and be able to see somebody. So you're almost kind of cornered. It's almost like you will have to go into the emergency room or something.
Yeah,
and of course, if you have kids, forget about it, because like, how many times have you been into the emergency room with Max and Dexter over the course of years?
Oh, my gosh.
Can you spitball a number there?
I am going to guess, let's see, for Max's first 5 years of life, it was basically once a month, because he always had strep throat until we took his tonsils and adenoids out. So whatever 5 times, basically 12 is. Again, I can't do the math on the top of my head. It's early in the morning. and it's just math. Let's be honest. I wouldn't be able to do it off the top of my head at 3 in the afternoon. But so for basically, I mean, and I'm not exaggerating. We pretty much had him in about once a month for the first 5 years of his life, and then maybe only a handful of times with Max after that, because my kids, they get sick, but it's usually pretty minor stuff that we can kind of counteract at home. Dexter, on the other hand, he's only been in a handful of times, but every time we take him in, it's for something really bizarre and weird that they don't even know what to do with. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, a couple years ago, he had to go in because he woke up one morning and his entire eye was swollen shut and it was all pink and it was all red. And of course, I thought he had pink eye, right? Like, that's the natural. Mm-hmm. Moms mm-hmm. are like, oh God, don't touch that and then touch your eye. But he touches everything. And I looked at him and I was like, oh my gosh, what happened to your eye? And he's like, I don't know. It really hurts. Then it got to the point where he couldn't blink it. And then he had like all this gross stuff coming out of it. Take him into the emergency room. It was urgent care at the time. And they were like, oh, this is a really weird viral infection in his eye. And so they sent him home with drops. Those didn't do anything. They made it worse. So we ended up having to go into an ophthalmologist the next day. And we found out that it was actually towards the end of the viral infection in his eye. But his eye has always been kind of squinty ever since then. Like it did a little bit of damage to his eye. Wow. So yeah. weird stuff that Dexter gets. And when the kid gets sick, he is, if it's something that I have to take him in for, He is sick. But I can probably only count maybe 10 to 12 times that Dexter's ever had to go in to an actual emergency.
Well, and see, that was legit. But there right. are times, when the kids are younger where they don't know how to describe what's going on with and their bodies.
You think a limb's about to detach itself at any moment. Yes.
And sometimes they're so dramatic. They're so dramatic about it. It's almost as if they are in the terminal stages of something because they don't know how to communicate what
can't
they're
articulate
feeling.
Those things.
Yeah. So nobody then immediately, as a good parent, you immediately think, oh, well, we have to get you into the emergency room. And then it turns out to be a stomach ache or, you know, they're constipated or something like that.
Yeah, we had those moments with Dexter as well. So we had a rule when my kids were growing up. If you came at me screaming and crying, mom was not going to help you. It broke my heart to do so, but I could not get anywhere with my children if they were just screaming and yelling and like bawling in my face. So we had our calm down step. And so you would literally sit down on the step and mom would take some deep breaths with you. And then when you were able to calmly tell me what was going on or what hurt, then we would figure it out from there. And that applied to, you know, like bruised knees, skin knees, falling off bikes, because I cannot help you if you are flailing around and screaming in my face. I cannot
It's almost
it.
Like you need subtitles when they're... What are you saying to me?
When you're hysterical, nobody is getting anything accomplished right now. So I would gently put a paper towel, a clean one, on their little knee while it was bleeding, and then I would put them on our calm down step, and then we would take some deep breaths together, and then when they were able to at least say words, then I would say, all right, is this the only thing that hurts? Is the, you know, then we were able to get somewhere, because sometimes there was, you know, they did fall and they did really hurt themselves. Sometimes it was simply a skin knee, and that takes a little Neosporin, a Band-Aid, and maybe a little bit of ice and then a popsicle to follow up, you know? But that was our rule. You got to sit on the calm down step. Everybody's got to breathe, because all that did was infuriate and panic me all at the same time. And obviously you can't get anywhere when they're screaming in your face.
You can't
like
accomplish
that.
Anything when they're
and
in
I
hysterics.
Had, right? And I had two that were very dramatic because of sensory issues, right? I had one that had OCD and anxiety, and then I had another on the spectrum. So even a hangnail for my two kids was like the end of the earth. And so we were screaming and we were crying. And is your finger about to fall off? Do we need to go to the ER for this? And then it would turn out that after we calmed down and we breathed, it was just a hangnail and mom needed to get out the trusty fingernail clippers. I mean, you know, it was that kind of stuff. So I always had to be very ask 20 questions, like, does it hurt here? When you fell, did you hit anything else kind of thing? Then we could always determine if it was in
You're
the ER.
The pre-op person.
Oh, man. Because that's the other thing, too. I'm not going to take them into the doctor's office screaming and crying like that, because at that point, they sound like they need to be in an ambulance and they're their own siren. I mean, you know, I just don't operate like that. So our calm down step, it helped everybody kind of breathe a little bit.
I'm convinced that little kids, they just like to scream. I'm convinced because sometimes we live fairly close to a school, and I will hear just random screaming going
just
on.
Just out of
it's
nowhere.
Like, what are we doing here? What right. Are you having fun? This would give me a migraine. Just, you know, I mean, that constant screaming.
Yes. My kids were allowed to do that kind of stuff outside. Like if you're going to scream, you know, because you're having fun and you're playing, you do it outside. But we definitely had to have indoor voices because Dexter was usually the loudest child in a playground of 100 kids anyway. So if he used the same level inside that he used outside, it was going to be a problem.
This is your outside voice and this is your inside voice.
Yes. And I'd be like, you know what? And sometimes my kids really just got frustrated because they just did. They were really smart, but sometimes they wanted to do things that were beyond their capabilities yet. And so they'd get really frustrated. So I was the mom that'd say, all right, then go out on the deck, be mad, hit the wood on the deck, and you can scream all you want outside, but you're not going to do that inside, right? That's just not what we're going to do. And we even had a little punching pillow outside. And then eventually that became like one of those little punching clowns that you had that bobs back and forth when you hit it. Because Dexter got frustrated and he wanted to hit things, and it was better than him hitting his fists on table. So go punch the clown, make him fall down, let out your frustration that way.
Get it out of your system. Yeah,
but I would rather have you do it outside than in here with the rest of us, because that's obnoxious. You know, and he even talks about that. Yet he'll even say to me, I really always appreciated that clown, Mom, because sometimes I would get really, really upset and he's like, I didn't know what else to do, and you would just tell me to go punch the clown, because that was at least a constructive way to be angry. So
well, see, and now we have, what is it, the business in Sauk City where you can let out
the rage
all of
room.
Your yeah
mm-hmm. yeah yeah no that's mm-hmm. awesome. And I don't know, Dexter, then he would go punch his clown a couple times, then he'd come back in, and then he was willing to sit down and let me show him how to do something. But he was always I do. That was Dexter's big thing from the time he could basically put two words together. I do. No, Mommy, I do. And so that carried on for many years, even yet at the ripe old age of 17.
It's
still a version of I do. And then he'll finally get so frustrated, he'll just throw it down, and then he'll come back to Corey or myself about 10 minutes later. Can you help me with this? Yes, we will. We see how hard that was. Yes, we'll help you. Look at you put your words together. Good job, Dexter.
Word.
Right? And then we tease him about it, and then he laughs and he smiles, because that's how he is. I'm taking a look at the forecast right now. Mostly cloudy today, some showers and some thunderstorms possible. Maybe even some heavy rain mixed in there at times, Finn. 85 for a high today. Scattered thunderstorms tonight down to 65, and then we have a chance for thunderstorms again tomorrow. Some of those could be on the strong side. Obviously, we'll keep you updated here at Max FM. 84 for a high tomorrow. And with all of these rains that we're expecting over the next couple of days, we do have a flood watch in effect for most of the area as well, which would make sense. We've already got a lot of moisture in the ground, and this is an area that we all know is a little prone to flooding anyway. So obviously, we will be on the lookout for things. We've got our team of meteorologists who will be watching things closely as well over the next couple of days. And we will keep you posted if anything should happen to come along. Right now, it is 65.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown? How would you like to find out the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or would you like to experience an exciting ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting all authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's 8:34 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And hey, happy Friday. Cindy Lauper celebrating her 71st birthday this weekend, which means, you know, you got to pull out. Girls just want to have fun. 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:38 right now. And if you are looking for something super fun to do tonight, of course, weather permitting, don't forget that there is going to be a concert at Mirror Lake State Park. Swing Crew, fan favorite, is going to be performing starting at 7 p.m. This is going to be held over at the amphitheater. There is rock seating. You can also bring in your own lawn chairs. And do not forget to bring the bug spray. Now, this show is completely free, But you are going to need your 2024 park sticker to get into Mirror Lake State Park, all right? So make sure you go enjoy that. Friends of Mirror Lake State Park events is where you want to go online if you want to see some other things that are coming up over at Mirror Lake. And remember, if you want an idea of some other things that are happening this weekend in and around Baraboo, baraboo.com. Go click and check out that events calendar, because it is a chock full calendar full of really fun things to do, some great adult beverages, and a whole lot of music for you to enjoy this weekend. Now, if you are looking at being outdoors, well, you're going to maybe want to keep an eye on the forecast, because it looks like we could see some showers, some thunderstorms, heavy rain as well, maybe some strong storms, and through at least tomorrow. We also have a flood watch in effect. Corey Hartman's going to tell us more about that forecast in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at local sports with Mike Ganger. And right now, it's your community calendar here on Max FM. It's brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids' Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with our Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday, head to downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling great fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more right there on Oak Street. This is from 8 a.m. until 12:30. Be sure to give Baraboo Farmers Market a like on Facebook, as they'll notify who will be in attendance for each Farmers Market. And head to Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday, June 22nd for the Universe in the Park event. Universe in the Park is a program from the Department of Astronomy and UW Space Place. It's a free in-person event starting at 8:30. The talk will be given outside the amphitheater. No registration is required. This rain or shine event will feature a weather-dependent star party where visitors can have the opportunity to look through the stars with a telescope. Again, a free event, but you will need a state park sticker to enter the park. This is on Saturday, June 22nd from 8:30 until 10 p.m. at Mirror Lake State Park. And earlier on the day, Saturday, June 22nd, Reedsburg American Legion Post 350 will be hosting a brat stand at Viking BP in Reedsburg. Stop by for a delicious meal and help raise money for our veterans. Visit American Legion Post 350 on Facebook for more details.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. The Baraboo American Legion baseball team is going to be presenting the Quinn Miller Memorial Baseball Tournament this weekend at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. Action starts off on Friday at 3 o'clock with Wisconsin Dells taking on Viroqua, and then Beloit and Fond du Lac will meet at 5:15. Then at 7:30, it's going to be Baraboo taking on Beloit. Saturday, 10 a.m., Fond du Lac and Wisconsin Dells will play. Then Beloit and Wisconsin Dells follow then after that at 12:15. 2:30, it's going to be Beloit and Viroqua. Then Viroqua will take on Baraboo at 4:45. The Hall of Fame and State Champion Team Ceremony after that. And then at 7 o'clock, it's going to be Fond du Lac and Baraboo taking the field. And then finally on Sunday, Viroqua and Fond du Lac play at 9 a.m. and Baraboo will then go against Wisconsin Dells at 11:15. Of course, concessions will be open for some great food and sharing some awesome baseball action. Again, this will be all weekend long, starting Friday, running until Sunday. And that's all at Mary Roundtree Evans Field in Baraboo. Brewers lose one late last night, 7-6, the final. The team actually climbed back into this one. The team was down by 3 runs heading into the 8th inning. They'd get one across the dish in that 8th frame. And then the top of the 9th scored 2 runs to make it a 6-6 contest. But in the 9th inning, it was Jake Cronenworth for the Padres hitting a solo home run to walk off the victory. Game 2 of the 4-game series will be this evening. 8:40 is going to be the first pitch. Milwaukee will send out Colin Ray. Dylan Cease will be countering for the Padres. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final is this evening. Florida still leads 3-2. Edmonton will be playing at home, though. 7 o'clock is the puck drop for it. Florida held the 3-0 series lead. Edmonton has climbed back in with 2 straight victories. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms. And storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Currently, 66 degrees.
99.7.
It's 8:44 right now. We hope that you're having a great morning. Happy Friday, by the way. Ray Davies, lead singer of the Kinks, a group that went all the way back to the 1960s. He is celebrating his 80th birthday today. So from 1983, I thought we needed to pull out Come Dancing right now on 99.7 Max FM.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing. All her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week. All for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing. That's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood and cried. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could. But if I asked her, I wonder if she would. I'm dancing. Come on, sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing. It's only natural. Your friend.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:48 right now. That is a fun song right away
love
in
it.
The morning. You got to love the Kinks. Now I got to pull them up on a playlist later today.
The Davies Brothers, a shining example of how siblings cannot get along on stage together. Along with the Robinson Brothers from the Black Crows and the Oasis guys, Gallagher Brothers. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing all this great music was produced from some of these bands, because it should have been just a whole, there was a whole lot of infighting with some of them as well.
Yeah, when you're throwing beer bottles at each other on stage,
maybe look into some therapy, I guess. Not everybody can be Alex and Eddie Van Halen.
Right.
Not everybody. And we all know they had their set of issues off and on over the years as well. Yeah. So not every group can be perfect like them, I guess. Now, we have to take a look at our calendar days, because, of course, we love to give ourselves reasons to celebrate and have a little bit of extra fun. So we've got a few good ones going into this weekend. Today is just chock full of good stuff. Now, a couple of these could actually kill me, but we'll still talk about them. Number one on the list is Go Skateboarding Day. No, I will not be putting wheels on underneath my feet and calling it an activity. Now, I've seen people who are absolutely amazing at this. I can barely walk without falling over sometimes, so it's probably not going to happen, but I'm in awe of anybody who has the capability. And honestly, with the Summer Olympics coming up, one of our favorite parts of the Summer Olympics now is the fact that they've added skateboarding and like the BMX biking and all of that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. It's super fun to watch, and these people are talented. Oh my goodness.
It's a blast to watch.
It's crazy.
Especially
it's
the
crazy.
BMX biking, I really love. But my oldest son is a major skateboarder.
Okay.
So you're saying that you're not going to be going all Mm-mm. Tony Hawk today?
I couldn't even say the T in Tony Hawk, honestly, because there's no way that I even have enough skills to stand up on a skateboard. But I'm always in awe of people who have that much talent in life and that much coordination, really, because I've never been blessed with either of those things. Another thing that could go terribly wrong for me most days, even though I do love the activity a whole lot, is today is International Day of Yoga. I love the meditative yoga more than, you know, like the stuff that really is supposed to get your heart flowing and going a little bit, only because it's the same concept as yoga. I do not have, or as skateboarding, I do not have the coordination to make things happen and to turn one way and face the other. It's not happening. It's just not happening. But I do love the meditative yoga and the slower paced yoga, because that's a very relaxing
form. And there's so many options these days.
I know.
There's so many places that offer yoga,
right?
Yoga over breakfast, yoga in the park.
Goat yoga.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want goat yoga? I think that'd be super,
goat
super
yoga,
fun.
Yeah.
I know. Goat yoga is the best. Today is also National Day of the Gong. Now I feel like I need to go pull out old and, you know, the remade episodes of The Gong Show, because I feel like that's the only possible way you can celebrate National Day of the Gong. Unless you're buying a new car, because what is it with the gong in a lot of car places now? They make you go ring the stupid gong after you signed all the paperwork. And it's kind of like, really, do I want to draw that much attention to myself? Now, my husband relishes in that moment. He goes up there and he takes the mallet and he just loves the moment when he gets to hit the gong. I'm like, could you just hurry this along? Like, just gently tap it.
Well,
let's
he's a huge game show fan.
This
so,
is true.
You know,
it's
being
it's
able
him
to play Chuck Barris and go over and hit the gong. Yeah.
Just living the dream right there in the car dealer. I don't know why they do that, though. It's very bizarre to me. It's also National Flip-Flop Day today. Oh, I don't like things between my toes. I can't wear flip-flops. I don't know. There's something about having something like a piece of plastic wedged between my toes.
I can't wear them. They're
uncomfortable.
And they never stay on my feet.
I know. You walk out of them. Sometimes you walk like half on the side of them. I just don't understand flip-flops. Now, I will wear a pair of Birkenstock flip-flops. Now, and the only reason I can wear those is because those are molded to stay on your feet. Plus, the thing that goes in between your toes is like it's a flat piece. It's not like one of those round pieces that you put between your toes. It's bulky. It's just a flat piece, and it goes between your toes, and your toes don't feel like they're spreading wide open. So I can do a pair of Birkenstock. got flip flops, but I can't do a lot of walking in those.
I struggle like even with sandals, but I will say the beauty of sandals is the fact that in the summer, when your feet get roasting hot and your feet are kind of screaming out, you know, please, please, at least they get a nice breeze on them.
Breeze on your toesies, right? Yes. Yeah. And you can take them off and you can slip them into the sand if you're going to the beaches and things like that. That always feels nice, that cool sand underneath.
Yeah.
Today is also National Selfie Day. Why do we have to celebrate this? I don't understand. But it is a day, so take all the selfies you want. Hopefully you do a better job at that than Corey Hartman and myself do taking selfies. It's also National Take Back the Lunch Break Day. You know, we live in a world where a lot of people tend to eat at their desk. They don't really leave their desk for lunches. They're trying to push through to get a lot of stuff done. This is a day where you're like, no, I'm going to actually take that half hour, that hour for myself. I'm going to walk away from the work, whether that's at home or whether that's at the office. Because remember, yesterday we learned that in order to get people back to the office now, Finn, they're enticing them with their own desks, which is, I know. So this is the day where you walk away from the desk, you walk away from the work, and you actually, you know, just enjoy your lunch.
Take a break.
Exactly. Yeah. We all deserve that throughout the day. Now we've got a couple of dog ones on here. I love this. So today is Take Your Dog to Work Day today. Aspie goes to work with me every single day. I don't know if she knows it or not. I think she just thinks it's nap time, but she's with me essentially every single day. And it's also the Ugliest Dog Day. Now, does that mean that we're going to have one of those ugly dog contests this weekend, like where they find the ugliest dog in the country?
Probably.
Because sometimes they're so ugly, they're so adorable, and they always have amazing backstories. So Ugliest Dog Day is today. It's also World Giraffe Day today, if you love the taller beings in life. And it's also World Music Day. So this is a day when you're essentially supposed to celebrate by allowing musicians and music to really fill the air, no matter what you're doing. Now, again, I think we kind of have that one captured every single day here on Max FM. But this is also the sort of day that here at the Hartman Jones clan, we celebrate anytime we're outside, because we are that family that not obnoxiously has speakers on, but we always have music playing if we're doing something outside. Just makes everything seem so much better. So just fill the space with some music today. Maybe that means you stream Max FM all day long, or you listen to us on your radio or whatever it happens to be.
As long as you're mindful of your neighbors.
Right. I mean,
make them
play
angry
something they like once in a while, too. I mean, you know, you got to give the dog a bone kind of thing. And then we've got a good food one on here. It is National Peaches and Cream Day today. Oh, I love peaches and cream. Oh, peaches are the best. And this is the time of year when they become very, very ripe and super yummy.
Yeah.
I have a really great peaches and cream cake, which I haven't made that in a really long time. I should pull that recipe out again at some point. Now, as we look ahead into the weekend, there's some good ones on here as well. Tomorrow is Global Smurfs Day. Who doesn't want to celebrate the Smurfs? I love the Smurfs. Gargamel, oh, he was just the best. In fact, we started talking about that the other day. Dexter's like, why did Gargamel hate the Smurfs so bad? And neither Corey or I could really answer that question.
Do we really have a backstory on that? As far as why? See, now, there we go. That could be a remake. We get Gargamel's backstory, his origin story.
Right.
There. Now, see?
It's like a prequel to the Smurfs, you know?
Yes.
Like little tiny Gargamel and why he hated the Smurfs. Maybe they scared him one night in his sleep. I have no idea. But we love the Smurfs, and so tomorrow is a day we celebrate
them.
Maybe
he was enticing them back to work with a desk, and they didn't want the desk, and so...
Well, that's about as stupid as everybody else who's enticing workers to come back to work with them or a desk. I don't know. Let's see. What else do we have on here? National HVAC Tech Day is tomorrow. Well, you got to love those HVAC guys right now, because our air conditioners and this humidity and the heat we had earlier this week, they are running overtime, right?
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are going to keep them running optimally. So remember your HVAC guys. It's also Great American Camp Out tomorrow. No, I don't think I would recommend that with the weather that's coming in. In fact, yesterday I was at the chiropractor. My chiropractor was telling me he and his family had just scrapped all their weekend plans because it included camping by Prairie du Chien. And then they looked at the forecast and they're not going to do that. International Ragweed Day is also tomorrow. Woo, ragweed. Boy,
We don't need to celebrate that.
No.
Speaking of camping, so there's no plans to get Gertie out this summer at all?
I haven't even put the new tags on her license yet. I mean, that was due in April, and she's still sitting in the garage. I have no idea. Corey's schedule is crazy. We've got a lot of things in the works. It's a lot of effort to get out to a campsite, and then we haven't had very good luck camping this year, and now it's hot, it's humid, and it's really buggy. Those are three things that we do not do well with camping. Yeah. We don't do those three things well anyway. And, you know, take your pick up which one and who's talking about what, but those are three things that kind of deter a camping trip for us, and we've got all three right now. So we'll see. Maybe early this fall, late into the fall, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. But as of right now, nothing. We don't even have anything booked right now. It is also World Rainforest Day. Speaking of heat and humidity, it feels like we're a rainforest around here. Yep. It is also, when we get to the good food ones, National Onion Rings Day tomorrow and National Chocolate Eclair Day as well. I know,
those are both good ones.
I know. Who doesn't love both of those things? I mean, I don't know if I'd have them back to back because that feels like Tums in a bottle. But, you know, it maybe spacing them out throughout the day tomorrow works. Let's see, what else do we have on the list? Oh, now we look ahead on Sunday. And Sunday is National Pink Day. Now, not talking about the artist, although you can celebrate her if you want, but the color pink, which means it's also Pink Cadillac Day, Pink Flamingo Day, really anything that has to do with the color pink. It's also National Hydration Day, which would also make sense because the temperatures are warming up just a little bit. It is, let's see, oh, I think that's all of them for, okay, food ones now. It is National Pecan Sandies Day on Sunday. Remember the cookies with the pecans in the center? I'm surprised Corey Hartman doesn't like those.
I know those.
Those are kind of an old school cookie. I'm surprised he doesn't love those, but they have nothing.